At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carmelo Anthony was on NBC's coverage of the Kentucky Derby the other day, which Mike Tirico couldn't do because he had a nut allergy. That's true. I don't know why you're looking at me, but that happened. Yeah.
These nuts?
Mm. Yeah.
Microphone.
Yeah.
So he either ate nuts or touched nuts.
Yeah.
Or nut dust.
Yeah. Well, that happens.
Sometimes, you know, these nut allergy people, they don't know that.
True, too.
That the
well,
nuts
this is
are
why
there.
They don't know if they're eating something that has nuts in it.
Right.
Yes.
Mm. Well, anyway.
What do you think happened?
You're asking me,
or him?
You.
What do I know? I have no idea. He rubbed nuts on his face. I don't know. Did he try eating a cashew?
He looks like a guy who grabs handfuls of stuff, Tirico.
He
walks by somewhere and is like, oh, it's like popcorn just like pops in his mouth in a break. You know, I ever tell you about that time, you know, me and Dan Patrick. So he probably grabbed something like that, handful of something, didn't realize it was nut dust in there.
Maybe a specific nut that he can't eat.
When you see something where other people could put their hands into it, do you ever eat it?
I do. Occasionally.
Al doesn't. No way.
Only if it's looks like it has just been put out.
And what?
You go first. You go in there first.
Like
sometimes there's a spoon in there and you take it out with a spoon.
That I like.
But I've seen people forget the spoon and they just dig their meaty hooks in there.
I don't know that I would eat that then.
I do not eat anything in a public space.
Mm. But what at a family
that has
party.
That's in a bowl.
You got some Tostitos. People are grabbing the Tostitos.
That's
out of
another
the bowl.
Thing. I don't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
I don't do that.
At
no.
a family get together.
Family get that's a different
Matt
story.
Matt puts his meat hooks into the Tostitos. You're not eating the Tostitos
that's
now?
That's a different story.
Okay.
That if it's a family get together, it's one thing, but I'm just talking about it in a public place.
Boomer, would you please take my nuts?
I don't
know. Can you freaking be serious for one second? I'm just saying.
It's retirement Rick in there. Look at me.
All right. I'm just saying that if you're in a public place and they have like here at WFN, sometimes when they put food out.
They had a band running around, by the way, just a little while ago.
All right, so they got food laid out all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's like a nut bowl. You're sticking your hand in that? I'm not.
Probably not, no.
I know Al's not.
The Portley's got popcorn, and they put out popcorn.
Ugh.
And if you're next to a buddy, like you're sitting there with a guy you know really well, and then they got one side
that
of popcorn.
That guy had his hand down his pants scratching his nuts.
So did I, though. You know what I'm saying?
Listen
to the scenario. So you got the popcorn. You got a buddy to your left. The popcorn's in the middle of you, and then you take the one side. He takes the other side.
That's
you're really not mixing.
All right, so you and your buddy, but like, you know,
if it's a random stranger there, I'm not doing it. No,
even after three or four drinks.
No.
And that, that's not smart by the restaurant putting that kind of stuff out.
Popcorn.
They need salt, so you keep ordering more drinks.
What do you mean it's not smart?
I just, if somebody gets sick, they're going to get sued.
No one's getting sick from the popcorn, man.
Let me ask you about a coating that I don't think holds germs. M&M's. I feel like germs slide right off an M&M.
Why? Because of the red
No, you just
die in
no,
the
how
yellow,
slippery die in. The M&M. No, just how slippery it is. Like someone scoops, puts their hand in a scoop of M&M.
All right, I'm not doing that.
Would that stand for Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, same thing.
Mm. So you're telling me if someone sneezes into a bowl of M&Ms, you think that the germs are sliding off all of those M&Ms?
No, I don't.
Okay.
That was quick.
like if Steve Summers went to a party.
Oh my God.
And stuck his hand into M&Ms, are you eating that?
No.
Oh, we just had a fingernail of his here this morning.
We did. And a used cough drop that he left on the table.
And he is suspected of leaving maybe a 100-yard trail of coffee.
Oh, this return has gone swimmingly for
him. Yeah, he also left a coffee cup in here with coffee
right.
in it.
But there was and I saw it when I walked in this morning. I said, that's odd. It was a hole from where you walk in all the way to the elevator bay. Like every 2 feet was a drop of coffee.
Is there a chance he's a zombie?
No.
Is there a chance that he's like...
He's one of the undead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe. I mean, Big Earl should follow him out of the elevator and just kick him in the ass the whole way in. Don't leave it in there.
Like, I honestly think, like, there's a chance that he's like the walking dead. That he doesn't even... It's like it's the Last of Us.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got it. Ah, gross. What is that?
That's him!
Well, what'd you knock that over for?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to knock it over. I'm sorry. Just got a little aggressive. And that's what Big Hurls has got to do that. He's got to, like, step up.
Big Hurls. Big Hurls is stepping up to Steve Summers. Man, Steve's been here since 1987. He's
legendary.
Not going to say anything to him.
You can't be leaving fingernails. I just can't.
That does cross the line a little bit.
That's so bad.
Yeah. That's not great.
Wait, he left a fingernail, a cough drop, and a half.
And there was tobacco on the ground.
And there was tobacco there, too. And a half of filled coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said a little bit of evidence.
Okay. I mean, if you did a DNA, you got like one of those purple lights or whatever that was, black lights. Probably stuff crawling around all over the place.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. I really wouldn't.
Yay. Nasty.
Anything else, Sherry?
Well, yeah, the Rays beat the Yankees 7-5. I will give you the Thrivewell player of the game, though, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. I'm going with Jorbeat Vivas.
And here's a line drive, center field, base hit. Vivas with his first big league knock. Here's the throw to home plate. It is cut off. A two-run single. Now 7-5 here in the eighth, and what a good time for that base knock.
So good for him. See, trying to be positive. So he is our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. But it did come in a loss, 7-5. Yankees now 19-15 along the way as we continue this positivity. Cody Bellinger is 200th career home run.
It's definitely pretty cool. You know, just... You never knew, like, as a kid, what you would do. So, you know, just going to keep going and hopefully a lot more to come.
Brandon Lau with 2-run single.
Boys better start winning again. Start, you know.
Well, that would help.
Both teams.
Carlos Rodon facing Nick Pavetta tonight. San Diego comes in 22-11 on the season. So they have done quite well. As we know, the Giants have and the Dodgers, too. That'll be on the fan tonight at 6:25. As for the Mets, they lost not one, but they lost two to the Cardinals. They lost 6-5 and 5-4. Now, you had Blade Tidwell got his first big league start in the first game. Didn't go so good. He gave up 6 runs on 9 hits, 3 walks over 3 2/3. He knows he let many too many hitters off the hook.
Yeah, for sure. Just putting guys away. A lot of the weak contact was late in counts where I should have been able to put them away.
But unable to do so. Then they went out and lost the second game as well. Victor Scott, the go-ahead RBI double in the sixth. We have another injury. Now, we're not calling it the flank. But Jesse Winker, oblique. So yeah. He was asked if he's ever dealt with anything like this before.
Not quite this area, I guess. Mm-hmm. You could say I had an intercostal thing in 21, but you know, I'm going to get more tests done, and we're going to, you know, wait till all that's settled to determine what's going on.
But it does look like he is going on the injured list. So not good news there injury-wise from the Mets, who tonight will find themselves in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks.
Mets should go out and get J.D. Martinez. Bring him back. Where is he?
I guess what's working he doing? Out somewhere, hoping someone gives him a chance.
He's not on a team, right?
I mean, I don't think so.
No.
I do not believe J.D. Martinez was signed anywhere. But I'm not sure. And by the way, Luis Angel Acuna did play third base yesterday, so that was kind of cool. Mets on 880 AM, Mets Odyssey Radio, 940 tonight with first pitch, Griffin Canning to start there. Did you hear part of the cold open of SNL Saturday as they went after the Belichick-Jordan Hudson relationship?
I saw the headlines, and I didn't click on it enough. Yeah, so let's
So
let's
the cold open is you got Trump doing these, the fake Trump doing these new executive orders, and in the middle of it, he has this one.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
That was
Jordan yes. Hudson. You've made it to SNL.
Yes.
Welcome. Yeah. Thought that this was going to be a nice little thing for you. Now all eyes on you.
It's an interesting Jordan. Time,
yeah.
I would say.